Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's October 22nd, 2022. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. Love, it's getting close to Halloween. I'm excited to do this. This is going to be a fun time. We're gonna really have a fun show today. Don't forget, it's a three-hour show, 9 to noon Pacific time. We are the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. I love doing this show nationally. We love all our affiliates. We thank Burley, Idaho. I've got it emailed to me by my staff that has told me we have a new affiliate, and I'm going to get it. It's somewhere on my email, but it's out of Burley, Idaho. I want to make sure I give them proper kudos.
KBAR.
There we go. Our producer, KBAR, Burley, Idaho, just joined the team. Thank you for and Cal, it's not just Burley. Burley carries is you know, it's not just in the Burley area. It carries far out.
Burley, Oakley, Rupert, Paul, Twin Falls, Minidoka,
and areas.
Yeah, that's where I was born. I love Burley.
I know.
Great place. I love
that's
it.
Awesome. Also, I want to thank Dr. Finance and Diamond Diva. We like what?
Huh?
Those are some friends of mine that had me on. Dr. Finance, Tony's a friend, and had me on his podcast, and then after that had me on Clubhouse. But here's the interesting thing I want you guys to hear. I'm on Clubhouse. They're interviewing me. They're talking to me about some different stuff, and it's a nice big room. And someone raises their hand and wants to ask a question of me. And she gets on there, and I don't remember her name, and she says, "You know what, Fred? We really appreciate you. We really like you," or I don't know what the things are, you know, just accolades after accolades about me. I'm like, wow. And she said, "We love Radio Law Talk. We listen to Radio Law Talk." I think she wasn't, yeah, she was, I don't know where she was even from. She says, "My daughter's a first year law student. We love it." I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So there it is. Radio Law Talk is being pushed on Clubhouse.
How nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of fun things today. Remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice, nor do I give financial advice ever.
Except in a book you wrote, which is doing very well.
That thing is, it's booming. It's booming, Cal. I don't know. It's got the official sticker, number one bestseller sticker, Amazon on it. The sticker comes on all books now.
Now it's a collector's edition.
I don't know what's going on here. People, and I thought, okay, you know, it starts slowing down after it first comes out. And my publishers I talked to yesterday said, no, it keeps going. That is, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and buy the Goose book. It's called Goose by Frederick Penny.
Yeah, so take a gander at Goose.
Gander?
Cal, that joke was foul. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my heavens.
I thought I was ducky.
Oh, yeah. If you're ever feeling down.
Wow. You know, this is only old people over 50 are laughing right now. All the people under 50 are not.
Well, if they don't get it, we can't help them.
If he starts playing Grandma's Feather Bed, I'm just going to walk out of the door.
Well, or he starts talking like Mr. Ed.
Yeah, right.
We're going to talk about Kevin Spacey wins big today. Hollywood figures are going to trial. We're going to talk about all the Hollywood figures or people that are going to be going to trial that's starting up out of Hollywood. And we can discuss why things or issues that occurred in the 80s are going to trial, in the 90s, you know, and why that happened. Because there's supposed to be a statute of limitations, but in different states there have been some laws passed that have alleviated the statute of limitations on certain potential or alleged crimes. We're going to talk about that. The Chess Stars suing, we're talking about that. And Chess, C-H-E-S-S, not C-H-E-S-T, Todd. I know what you're thinking.
I saw nothing.
His eyes lit up immediately when you said this.
Google being sued by Texas, and Weinstein trial starts. And you know what? This is very interesting. I know you hear, oh, Weinstein again. No, what's interesting is to hear what the jurors are saying. And we as lawyers are going to talk about an interesting thing, and that is voir dire. Voir dire is when you a court questions potential jurors. And some of the weirdest things come out in voir dire. And the Me Too movement is obviously on trial here, and so is Weinstein. They're both on trial to some degree, if you know what I mean. And it's interesting what is being said by the potential jurors, and this is in California. We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about Elizabeth Holmes, the latest on her case and the bizarre, I'm sorry to say, bizarre. Hold on. Knock at the door.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. I'm the one that testified against you and said how bad of a person you are. Yeah, well, let me tell you this.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what I am.
Can we still be friends? I don't want you to not like me.
Yeah, yeah, and then, by the way, hold on here. I'm texting. The guy just did a shout out for us listening. He goes, thanks for the shout out. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that bizarre thing that occurred, and what the latest is they have a hearing. They had it on Wednesday, didn't they?
They did.
As to what if she gets a new trial because of what this individual did that was bizarre. Now, he obviously said, oh, I'm not changing my testimony, but, you know, this is interesting in whether or not it affects his credibility, right? So we're going to talk about that. And we've got so much more. There is so much more than that that we're going to talk about. We've got probably 20 or 25 other topics, but those are the important ones. And we do a thing called Case or No Case, and I don't want you to roll this yet, Cal. And we love Case or No Case because what it is Cal Hunter, those of you who are new, because we got new people in Burley, Idaho.
Yes.
Our Burley, Idaho native, and by the way, we have been trying to get that station to come on board for what, 5 years, Cal?
About that, yes, yeah.
Right. And they finally came over. And you know, we just want stations to come on board because they should, but we don't really attack any of them as hard as we do as we did this one because Cal Hunter, that is his old stomping grounds where he grew up, and that's the first radio station, that area where you started, right, Cal?
Well, I didn't work there professionally. I went on there from the county fair, was interviewed, and my dad looked at me and said, that looks like good work, easy work. You could probably do that.
And that was as a kid, and that was in 1904 or 1907, something like that.
The crust of the earth had just cooled when this occurred.
Cal's out working in the field. He will never stop talking. And finally says, like, what can you do?
There's got to be something.
What can you apply that talent for? Because if you stay out here in the field, we're going to be looking for a new child.
Well, the ox was pulling the plow, and the ox was even tired of that.
Yeah,
oh, I would give play-by-play. Oh, the blade is down. Oh, big rock. Going to be trouble.
Well,
that's going to hurt. That's
Cal,
really
just set it up for our – we got to go out, but set it up really quick. Briefly set it up.
Sure. It's interesting because in Hollywood, you know, you can rent exotic cars to to bluster your image and so on by the day. And a famous rapper and another not-so-famous rapper rented a very famous car, and the results were not what you might like. That's coming up, well, if you're the renter, coming up next on Case or No Case on Radio Lava. So you'll like that. Stay tuned, and the Fed has hundreds of other cases they want to talk about on the show today, and they'll do their best to get to every one of them here on Radio Lava.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's quick, quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of law washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked a Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the doc at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Thanks, Cal. That is 855-529-7234. For those of you who can't figure out the L-A-W, or you dial.
Wait, is that why they have letters on my cell phone next to
yes,
the numbers?
Yes, that's what it's for, Cal.
What?
Yes, Cal, that's what it's for. So you can type out law radio. And by the way, those of you who don't know, Radio's five letters. Yeah, once you hit the I, it'll automatically dial, so don't worry about the O. Go ahead, Cal. What do we say? Right. No, wait. Todd had something to say.
We were just, during the break, we were talking about old school versus new school. You know, when I was in law
Lawyers.
When I was in law school, I started in 1995, there was this new thing coming out called the Internet and these research places where you could do your legal research electronically.
What?
And all the professors in the school went, well, they've got this new thing called online research. But look, it's never going to fly. We're going to teach you how to use the books to do your legal research. That was the old school. Yeah, they were completely wrong. But the funny thing is, now I'm the old guy in the office. Well, there's this new thing called putting everything digitally so you can access everything. Nope, I'm going to write my notes on a legal pad. I'm going to staple them together, and I'm going to leave them in the back corner of my office so I could eventually wallpaper them.
And the best part about it, guys, he's sitting here whining like a swine. Oh, I got a trial coming up, and they took all my papers, and they scanned them. This is the best part. And all his notes didn't come out. So they've got all of his documents done. He's ready for his trial, and his notes didn't get scanned. Oh, Todd's going to have to work a little bit extra harder
now. Yeah, it's going to be a long weekend.
Oh, the humanity. All right, and all right. By the way, you'll all be right. Saying the same when you hear this story.
Now all it's right. Time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! His name is Offset. Well, that's his stage name. He's a rapper and married to another rapper, Cardi B. And Offset loves Bentleys and rented a 2020 Bentley model from a Los Angeles agency in April. Then in July, after paying his monthly rental fee, he was asked to return the car because the rental agreement was up. The car agency sent the Bentley detailer and pickup crew to clean the car and whisk it off to the new client. Offset said, well, that's great, but I don't know where the car is. He said to the transportation group, I just haven't thought about it for a while. I guess the Bentley Bentayga is lost. Well, the Platinum Transportation Company went to the LAPD, and they said, sounds like a civil matter to me. It didn't. You got to work that out with them. I don't know what to tell you. So then they went to Platinum. The group went to their attorney and said, we would like our car back. Please, do we have a case or no case against this Offset guy? We want our Bentley. Oh, and a bonus question. If you can tell me the daily rental for a Bentley Bentayga 2020 from Paramount Auto in Los Angeles, you get an extra point. Todd Kunin, starting with you today.
Okay, stop right there. Can we be within like $100? Or is it the closest person to it?
Correct, the closest person without going over.
Without going over. Okay, got it.
$1. No, but you can't be the first person that bids and say $1.
We can't do the $1 thing, Cal.
No, you have to. I will use discretion.
You will use discretion if they're like, oh, Denise or Fred go $1.
No, they won't do that.
So his rap name was Offset.
Offset. Yeah.
By the way, my rap name is Hanging Indentation. So as long as we're talking about functions in
mine is
Microsoft
Loser. But anyway,
user. Oh, great.
Look at Denise's face. She's like, what?
No comment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my username is Guest. So, golly. So he rents a car. He's supposed to take the car back. He says, I don't know where it is.
For months on end, by the way.
Don't know where it is. Do they have a case? First, this sounds like theft. It sounds like absolutely theft. If you have the permission to use the car for a period of time, was he paying on it the whole time?
Paid his monthly in advance. That's why I want the daily number, because the daily number and the monthly are pretty interesting and I think germane to this discussion.
When they went to the lawyer to see if they had a case or no case, were they still being paid?
Well, they went in June to pick it up, and they'd been paid through June, but it was the last month, the last day of the month. They had to pick it up, had a new client who wanted the car, they go there, so they'd been paid through June. That day.
Okay, right. And he didn't relinquish the car to them?
Didn't have it, didn't know where it was. Yeah, don't know what to tell you, man. So okay. It must have disappeared.
He's responsible for it. He didn't file a claim with the police department claiming that the vehicle was stolen from him. He's converted the property to his own personal property because he's overextended the lease agreement. I would be curious to know in the lease agreement if there is a provision in there for what happens if you don't return the car at the end of the lease provision.
I'm sure there is.
And So I'll say that this is a case. It is a civil case, not a criminal case, because I can't imagine there being a lease for a car without a provision for what to do with when the lease term is up and you don't return the car. So he's probably liable for the full amount of the car if he doesn't return it. So it is a case, and ultimately the company that leased the car to Offset wins.
All right, Denise, what do you think about all of this? Huh?
Well, you forgot to get Todd's number.
I was going
to
wait till
we'll do that till we'll do that at the very end. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that there was a liquidated damages clause in the contract. I think that's what you're trying to remember with the title of that.
Yes.
And that Offset gladly paid it, so there's no case.
Okay. Fred Penny, what do you think?
So this is, Todd said there is a case, right, Todd?
Yeah, I said a case in the rental car company
wins, which is the obvious one, and Denise said no case. I think this is a case, but I think it settles out of court. He does not sue. There's no lawsuit going back and forth, but it is a case that occurs. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rap song that he Offset decided to do after this occurred. And it starts with... I once had a Bentley. We're going to figure it. We're going to finish that out.
Right there,
it's really going to be high quality when you come back. Don't forget to join us, because that alone is worth it.
Man, that's worth waiting for, isn't it? The answer to case or no case and the Fred Penny rap about the Bentley Bentayga and Offset and Cardi B. That's all coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. You stay there, and the big broadcast will continue after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA Radio News.
Former President Mike Pence suggested he might not be supporting his ex-boss, former President Donald Trump, if he's picked to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024.
If Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president, will you fight for him?
Well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more.
Pence made these statements at Georgetown University.
The Pentagon has announced that it will assist service members and their dependents with some abortion costs, including travel and transportation, but not for the actual procedure. New York is vowing to fight rats. Starting on April 1st, 2023, New Yorkers will be fined for putting their trash on the curb before 8 p.m. in the latest attempt to curb the city's rampant rat population. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Can we stop now?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
All right. Whether you like it or not, here we go. Todd, you start the. You start it. You start the. Start the drums.
Start the. So just to clarify, when we went to the break, my answer to this case or no case was that it was a case and the rental car company wins. Technically, both Denise and Fred's answers are no case.
No, I'm going to say it's a case, but they settle it. It's settled.
So something was filed.
Was filed, but it was settled. There was no winner, loser. It was just taken care of and settled. So that's what I think happened. But more important than that, Cal.
Well, wait. I want to know the daily rental.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're not there yet. We got to do the rap thing first.
Oh, wait.
Remember,
okay.
Start. Go ahead and
right.
Start.
It's going to be a fast rap. You got to do it so we will rock.
Okay. There we go. Go ahead, Denise. You do your. Come on. Do something. Okay. I once had a Bentley that was all hot. I did not think it was not. It went bye-bye. I don't know where it is. I'm in trouble. I better pay the bill. That's all I know. That's it.
My money
That's
is
it.
No away. And you know what the name of the song was?
What?
Bentley Got Gone.
Oh, good one. Good one.
You know what? There's an entire industry of rap music that has absolutely zero fear of us encroaching on their territory.
I think we should do. You guys should do an album. Drop a new LP. There, you know.
That was okay. Let's figure out how much it is per day.
So give me a daily rental, Mr. Kenan. Go ahead.
Well, before you do it, okay, Denise, we're honest here. Denise, you have yours in your head. How much you're going to say? Think about it.
Monthly or daily?
Daily.
Daily rental.
I've got mine. Todd, you?
I have mine.
And okay. By the way, there is no monthly discount. It is just the daily cost. Okay.
Denise, you have yours? Say yes.
Yes.
All right, Todd.
Okay, Todd, go.
Todd, go.
$1,200 a day.
Denise?
$15.
Fred.
750.
Well, guess what? Fred Penny gets the point because,
yes!
No, actually, that's not true. You're all over the daily rental.
Oh, I was thinking 600.
My fault. It is $600 per day.
Oh, I almost said 600. I was thinking 600, 750.
Okay,
600
now,
a day.
Now to the matter of case or no case. Those of you who say it was a case, that would be Todd. Congratulations, Todd and Fred.
Fred, yeah, I said it was a case, but they settled it.
Case dismissed.
Yes!
Because the rental company filed the case in Los Angeles, and Cardi B and Offset had moved to Georgia in the meantime. And so they said, well, you filed it here, but it needs to be filed in the right venue. So the company let the rapper win the round temporarily, but the matter has not been dropped. They dismissed it with prejudice, I guess is what it's called. I don't know what that
without
means.
Without prejudice.
Well, not. You have to tell
without
me what
prejudice.
That means. Anyway, yeah.
That was a wrong decision.
Well, that's how it ended up.
I know, but that's a wrong decision because
it happened,
the contract
state.
Occurred in,
right.
the,
state of
in the jurisdiction.
Right. But I guess the judge said, if you want to get the car back, you got to go to Georgia, and
there
that's where
is.
The car is, then that's where
so
they
it's
are.
Still so. Up in the air. It's kind of a tweener, because I said, but
I think we both we both only get 1 point.
Yeah, it
didn't settle, and the car company
you're right.
didn't
I think
win,
I,
so.
I, yeah, I,
one,
I,
1 point is perfectly fair, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
case.
And now, next hour, the case of the bird-watching Karen who lost her job. That's coming up next on Radio, next hour on Radio Lafayette. Meantime, back to the show. Here are Fred, Todd, and Denise.
Kevin Spacey has been going through a lot. I mean, we have, if you look at our RadioLawTalk.com, you can go back and type in Kevin Spacey, and we've been talking about a number of his cases that have been brought against him. Remember the one about the guy at the bar?
Yes.
There was that one, and there's apparently one pending in England, too, right?
That's right.
And this is apparently one that an individual claimed back in the 1986 a Broadway play that Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted him. Now, why is it 1986, that's 30-some-odd years later, these allegations, and I say allegations, are now surfacing and they're allowed to go to court. Do you guys have any idea why this is happening?
So this one was in New York, right?
Yes.
And I know I know that recently there was a re-arcing of the cards, if you will, of statute of limitations as it relates to sexual assault cases. This is all in the wake of the promulgation of the Me Too movement. And in some jurisdictions, there was this window of opportunity where, okay, we're going to change it, and if you get in before this time, then you can go ahead and file, but then after that, it's going to be a statute of limitations of X number of years. This is one of those that came in as a result of all of that. And you know that there was no viable challenge to the fact that it could be brought under the statute of limitations because they actually did a trial. Had there been a viable way to challenge the suit as being outside the statute of limitations, clearly that would have been brought, and if it had merit, then the suit would have never gone to trial. But this one went, and you're talking about conduct, doing a trial in 2022 for conduct that happened.
Alleged conduct.
And allegations that are alleged to have occurred in 1986. I mean, so I look at this and I say,
That's when I went to law school, by the way.
That would be like me being sued today in trial for something I did my senior year in high school.
Whoa, okay. That's wide open now.
And it's like, look, tangentially, just anecdotally, I tell people this all the time. I am so grateful that there was no such thing as YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of that when I was a teenager or a young adult, because I would have done stupid stuff. And I would have videoed it, and I would be regretting it right now.
Isn't that like 90% of the people in this country right now?
Yes.
I bet you could find something on anyone. But here's the thing that's interesting about this trial. As it went forth, and you guys know this as trial lawyers too, it little more than 1 hour, the jury's back, we're done deliberating.
Yes.
That is not good for the plaintiffs. That is always is like, uh-oh. Unless, it's just like an hour long. I mean, they don't even have time to put their feet up and eat their food. A lot of times they give them food in the jurors' room and have a drink, you know, food. All right, anybody, what do you think? Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. All right, let's just sit here for another 45 minutes to pretend like we're thinking about this. I don't know what happened, but man, I mean, that thing went fast.
If you think about that, a little more than an hour, well, you're going to burn probably half of that time just going through the process of picking a foreperson for the jury and then filling out the appropriate verdict form after you've made your decision. So, I mean, that wasn't even a full hour of deliberation. And that is pretty quick. Now, from a criminal law standpoint, unless the evidence is so overwhelmingly deficient on the part of the prosecution, a quick verdict usually favors the prosecution.
Plaintiff/prosecution.
So a quick verdict is usually good for the prosecution in a criminal case.
And the defense in a plaintiff's case.
So that's interesting where it's different like that. But
So anyway, that's well,
you know what, no? they said that they say that they said that Kevin Spacey was quite charming and had the jury kind of engaged with his testimony. He simulated, or he does imitations of other characters, you know, other famous people, and he did an imitation of Jack Lemmon. Oh. And so it was quite good, apparently.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Here's a guy that was just on top of the world, literally, when it came to as an actor. And by the way, a great actor. Has just ruined his act. His career's gone.
It's done.
And by the way, you guys want to hear this? This is listen up, people out there. This is straight from the mouth of Fred Penny, that stuff that is happening that is very interesting that is in our world, in my world. We have radio stations that carry our show. Radio stations are starting to carry our show because they're canceling Alex Jones' show. So now it's opening up slots.
Yeah.
For our show.
Now you're talking.
But it is difficult because a lot of his are during the week, but still it opens slots for individual other shows, and I'm seeing it because I saw, you see the breakdown of the shows, and I see the behind the scenes because I have to, they sign contracts with Radio Law Talk to show our show, and I see the contract, and then they have to show one of the other shows on it, and it shows Alex Jones across. It's like crossed out. Isn't that interesting? What's going on?
What's the name of the guy that was very conservative, but he passed away?
Limbaugh.
Yeah. That's who I thought we were competing with.
We were. Well, who knows what we're competing. We could be with nobody because we're special. Radio Law Talk will be back. We're going to talk more about several other Hollywood figures that are facing trials. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk coming up. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show me the mic. Are you serious?
For over half a century, dozens of world grandmasters have come out of America's high school chess clubs. Most of the credit for that belongs to the unsung hero of chess, the high school chess coach.
Pawn to rook four. Pawn to rook four.
No!
Howard Graff of Rockville Center High.
That's freaking hilarious. That is, we're going to talk about Hollywood figures facing, facing trials about sexual harassment. But after that, we're going to talk about this lawsuits by the chess star Hans Niemann is suing that people are claiming that he cheated. But that is, if you ever watch the Saturday Night Live show where John Belushi is the chess coach for the local high school, and I want to set this up, Cal, and I want you to play it again. I got to set this up. Those of you who have not seen it, you have to look at it on YouTube. Well, it shows him in the gym. Now, picture in the gym, John Belushi, overweight, is everything hanging out, and he's a few nerdy guys. Few nerdy guys sitting on the chairs, like waiting to move in, and there's a big chessboard and a guy sitting across from it. And as he's walking across and the guy makes a mistake, John Belushi pulls a basketball coach, starts kicking the chairs and throwing them. And that's, so picture that. Now play it, Cal.
For over half a century, dozens of world grandmasters have come out of America's high school chess clubs. Most of the credit for that belongs to the unsung hero of chess, the high school chess coach.
Pawn to rook four! Pawn to rook four!
No!
Rockville Center High, dedicated to turning raw kids into chess champions.
You call that gasoline? Come on! Why don't you just give him the king? Give it to him!
Now, a lot of people think the chess games are one of the
best. Oh, that is a classic.
The match is really one of
the best. So, anyway, that's a great one. We're going to talk
about that. Is that Bill Murray or who was it?
No, that's John Belushi. And he's kicking the chair.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi's not John. Jim Belushi. Yeah. And just to see him kicking the chairs and throw at all the chess nerds sitting on the, not that all chess people are nerds, but they're nerdy guys sitting there. And they're like shaking. It's like, you know, when the coach is ready to put you in basketball, walking up and down, looking at you, they're all like, don't put me in, coach. And just give him the king. Just give him the, what is it? Give him the king. Just give it to him, the queen, whatever it is. All right, let's talk about some other, what are some other Hollywood cases that are going to happen during this Me Too movement lawsuits that are coming up? What are some other ones we've got going? We have, obviously, you've got the Harvey Weinstein, but the 70s show actor Danny Masterson, he's fighting a criminal rape charge, right?
He's in trial right now. And that one is, we don't want to get into the allegations and stuff that happened. Just say that the allegations in this trial were so compelling and very dark, the allegations that during at the conclusion of the testimony, one of the jurors actually had to be removed and replaced because the juror didn't feel, based upon the alleged conduct, just didn't feel they could go on anymore in the trial. So that juror was removed. Another one was put in their place. That's why they have alternate jurors. But yeah, he's got some pretty significant allegations against him.
And then you got the actor, Cuba Gooding Jr., that finished in New York with a guilty plea to a non-criminal harassment. Todd, you understand what that is, but it's a violation, so there's no jail time. And so what's that?
Well, in the case of when they plead a case down or when somebody pleads to non-criminal harassment, it would be speculation to say everything that went into that, but I can tell you in terms of what conduct resulted in that plea. But I can say with relative certainty this: if a prosecutor felt that they had a case that was strong in terms of the evidence and that they believe that that the jury would believe the credibility of the complaining witness and all that, I don't see why a prosecutor, when they have the evidence, would plead it down to something like that. On the other hand, it's difficult for a defendant. They might think that they are completely innocent, but when they do that risk analysis and say, well, okay, I don't really want to be convicted of anything, but understanding that anything can happen when a case goes to a jury, I would rather be convicted of this, the non-criminal harassment. I would rather be found liable for that than be found guilty of a sexual offense charge that in all likelihood would result in registration as a sex offender. And yes, I will take that right now. Even though I may think that I'm innocent of everything, I'll take that because anything can happen at trial. So I think it was a risk assessment on both sides. I just don't see the prosecution making an offer like that if they thought their case was strong. And that's the result.
Okay, so there's a lot going on. There's a whole bunch of other ones. Any others, Denise, you want to talk about? They're coming up. We'll be talking about them. So exciting times. But more important than that is the exciting chess match between Hans Nyman and now this is what we want to do. We want to talk about. Apparently, this is big time. I didn't realize how big time chess is. You know, there's rise. They have national chess championship, and this is a 19-year-old chess grandmaster. His name is Hans Nyman, and apparently he upset the world champion, Magnus Carlsen. And this guy suggesting that Hans Nyman cheated. And at the Seinfeld Cup tournament in St. Louis, man, What we're going to do for you is something very special, those of you who listen to us. Todd Kuenin, as you know, is a play-by-play baseball announcer, and so is Cal Hunter. So they don't know this, and by the way, we have not rehearsed this. So what we're going to do is this. Denise and I are going to stand by, and it's going to be Cal Hunter and Todd Kuenin calling a play-by-play chess match together as if they are a play-by-play baseball. So Cal is a play-by-play football announcer, and Todd is a play-by-play baseball announcer. And the chess game going on between Hans Niemann and, by the way, Mr. Carlson, Magnus Carlson, write those names down, Magnus Carlson and Hans Niemann. And here is the play-by-play. We just finished the commercial.
The pieces are all lined up. Oh, they're ready to move. Here's the first move. It's around the right side. Look at that. He's up red, black, white. Wait, white, black. He's on a black square. I don't know what square it is, but he's there. Oh, and his opponent is now flinching his butt.
Actually, you know, Cal, I'm looking here. The manager is signaling to the umpire right now, and I think they're going to run a challenge on Niemann. Yes, the manager has come out. He's asking the umpire to go and check the hairline of Niemann for substances. I think he thinks he's doctoring the rook. He's doctoring the rook there.
That's not his hairline, Todd.
Okay, well, they're looking at that. They're checking everything out there, and now they're issuing a warning. They did find a substance on the part. Now, Cal, let me ask you this. As a veteran in chess, how often do you find performance-enhancing drugs playing a part in chess?
Your entire amphetamine class is apparently quite common, I've been told. Of course, I would never know.
But the play is going on, though.
Wait, here's another move.
Yeah, move.
Look how he's castled the king already, Todd, in three moves. That's amazing.
That's right. And again, another challenge by the manager out here. There's no way, absent an illegal substance or performance-enhancing drug, that move could be made that quickly to get a person into check. And they may have a valid... they're signaling to the bullpen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're bringing in the knight to come in.
And the knight says, I can't. I'm just a pawn.
Oh, no. Well,
we're going to leave you with that before we go for the hour. We had to leave you with the play-by-play chess. We'll talk about this hour, too. Hang on. We're trying to entertain you. Actually, we don't even really care. We're having a good time. We'll be back.
Well, we care. This is Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for listening to us here. We've got much more coming up next hour at 6 minutes after. So until then, don't go away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings, Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.